This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, April 27th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
the people that do the most, the people that make the biggest impact, they're the ones that they go after.
Man due in court following Washington shooting and five killed on the roads over the weekend. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, a 31-year-old suspect from California is due in court later after a shooting at a black tie event attended by Donald Trump. The US president was rushed out of the White House correspondents' dinner by security officials. It's thought the gunman was staying at the hotel. Journalists with tickets say there were no ID checks. President Trump was asked at a news conference why he is a target.
Abraham Lincoln, I mean, you go through the people that have gone through this where they got them. The people that do the most, the people that make the biggest impact, they're the ones that they go after. They don't go after the ones that don't do much.
Britain's King Charles state visit to the US will proceed as planned today, according to Buckingham Palace. Doubts are cast following the shooting. Julian Richards is a former intelligence analyst at GCHQ. He thinks the British royals will be well prepared for the visit.
The British authorities will have been working very closely with the American authorities to get all the plans and procedures and protocols in place. It's important. He's been invited. It could help to repair relations in some ways, given the difficult experience the relations have had in recent times.
Over 40 organisations are calling for a survivor-led advisory council to be set up to inform government of decisions on gender-based violence. A report being published by the National Observatory on Violence Against Women outlines a framework for engaging with survivors in a structured and safe way. It comes after new figures obtained by Aintu show Garda callouts to incidents of domestic violence rose by a third between 2021 and 2025. Executive Director of the National Women's Council, Corinne Hassan, says domestic violence has reached crisis levels.
What we consider at the minute as violence against women is really at epidemic proportions, with over 65,000 calls to Gardaí in 2024 on domestic violence alone. So we urgently need a complete shift to address this. And there's been a real effort made by government and Cúan to include survivor voices in efforts to tackle violence against women.
Five people have been killed on both sides of the border on the roads over the weekend. A woman in her 80s is the latest person to be killed in a crash in Knocklyon in Dublin. News Talk's Cliona O'Dwyer reports.
The first person to be killed in a crash over the weekend was a teenage boy in County Donegal. The motorcyclist died when his motorbike collided with a car on the R252 at Clohan on Saturday afternoon. Two people were killed in a two-vehicle crash in the Lisburn area of County Antrim that evening, while a person died when their van crashed in a single-vehicle collision in the Derry Courtney Road area of Caledon in County Tyrone shortly after 11 p.m. on Saturday. In Dublin, a woman in her 80s has been killed in a crash in Knocklyon. She was a passenger in a car and was pronounced dead at the scene in the single-car crash just before 11 a.m. yesterday. The man driving the car, who's in his 80s, is being treated for non-life-threatening injuries at Talla Hospital.
Alone says growing numbers of older people are facing increasing pressure from a mix of health issues, falls, financial stress and loneliness. A new report shows rising demand, with more than 46,500 older people supported under the HSE's Enhanced Community Care Programme last year. Alone, the charity that supports older people to live at home, says demand for personalised support has risen by 165% in 3 years, highlighting growing pressure on older people and community services. CEO of Alone, Sean Moynihan, says there needs to be consistent access to care right across the country.
Whether that's the primary health cares, GPs, frailty, technology, or whether it's access to chiropody or dentistry, all the basic primary cares, and also then the support if one is discharged from hospital and needs long-term care, access to home help and care, and really the integration of all above, which is really what we focus really hard and work really hard to do.
The Taoiseach admits energy costs were far too high even before the war in Ukraine. Simon Harris says he's instructing the Department of Finance to examine ways to permanently reduce energy bills. It comes 2 weeks after the government announced a fuel package worth over €500 million. The Taoiseach says he understands families are under pressure as costs continue to soar.
We have to do more to help people with energy costs in Ireland. We know that the war in Iran has made things much worse, but even before that war, structurally, energy costs and electricity costs in Ireland have been far too high. I'm now asking officials in my department to work on options as to what government can do further, not just to help in the here and now, but to actually permanently and sustainably reduce energy bills and reduce electricity bills in Ireland.
Ireland's solar power has smashed a new record. Solar generation reached 1.074 megawatts on Friday, enough to power the equivalent of over 2 million homes at once and making up more than a third of the country's electricity at midday. But it didn't stop there. Ronan Power of Solar Ireland says the sunny weekend boosted those figures even further.
We actually exceeded it over the weekend, so we saw a further increase on Saturday. And between Friday and Saturday, at that peak generation, we provided from solar enough electricity to power all the homes in Ireland. Technically speaking, every single home in Ireland at one point over the weekend was being powered by solar electricity.
In entertainment news, the Michael Jackson movie has smashed global box office records, earning €185 million on its opening weekend. The film, called Michael, is now the biggest debut ever for a music biopic. That's despite mixed reviews and a troubled production. And in sport, in GAA, Mayo boss Andy Moran admits they were beaten by a hungrier Roscommon team yesterday. Moran's charges led their Connacht football semi-final by 3 points at halftime in Castlebar, but the Rossies dominated the second half to win by 225 to 118. Roscommon will play the reigning champions Galway in the final.
If you're not fully on it in these games, you're going to get beaten. And unfortunately for us today, I only heard that Donegal got bet. We came a cropper like Donegal, like Meath, like everybody else. So we were playing a Division 1 side, really, really good side. They stayed in the division this year and took some massive scalps, and now they've taken another one. So,
and that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.